Welcome to the Diabetic Toolbox. If this is our first time meeting, my name is Renee. I am a diabetes lifestyle coach and yoga teacher. I help midlife folks win the battle against diabetes by helping them to lose weight, eating the foods they love, and strengthen their mind and body using yoga and walking. If you are pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, and you want an intentional and holistic approach to healing, you, my friend, are in the right place. Our mission is to end diabetes one family at a time, and it starts with you. Let's do it. Did you know that how you take care of your dental health could affect your physical health? In this episode, we are going to talk about the connection between the health of your gums, your heart, and diabetes. Hey everyone, welcome back to another season of the Diabetic Toolbox. We'll dive right into today's topic after a word from our sponsors. Hello everyone, I want to invite you to download our book for the month, You Are Stronger Than You Give Yourself Credit, Affirmations to Heal Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. In this fillable ebook, you will embark on a transformative journey towards self-discovery and healing. The start to creating a healthy body is creating a healthy mind, and affirmations are a powerful way to promote positive thinking and foster a healthier mindset. You can download your copy by clicking the link in the show notes. Enjoy! Looking for an inspirational or fun gift for yourself or for someone you love? Visit Renee and Ruby's. There you'll find t-shirts, mugs, bags, and more. Each thoughtfully designed collection will empower and inspire you or that special someone to live life to the fullest. Plus, your purchases help us to continue podcasting, blogging, and providing free or low-cost programming virtually and in our communities. Thank you so much for your support. Click the link in the show notes and head over to Renee and Ruby's. You'll receive 20% off your entire purchase. Afterpay is also available. Happy shopping! All right, everyone, let's dive into today's topic. Today, we are talking about the correlation between gum health and your overall health and how you can protect yourself going forward. So oral hygiene does more than give you a pretty smile and fresh breath. Healthy teeth and gums can prevent serious health issues like diabetes and heart conditions. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes, your general dentist may refer you to a gum specialist because your mouth reveals so much about your body. For example, more than 90% of people with heart conditions also have gum infections and inflammation of the gum. And this condition is called periodontitis. So let's discuss how you can keep your mouth in shape and why it is so important. Having good dental hygiene will help you to take care of your heart. The bacteria in your heart can travel through your bloodstream to your heart. So keeping your gums free of inflammation lowers your risk of heart attack and stroke. It can also help you to manage your diabetes. The American Dental Association has concluded that the link between diabetes and periodontitis disease is undeniable. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Forgive me if I am not. But inflammation interferes with your body and your body's ability to regulate blood sugar. We know that high blood sugar encourages inflammation. And so if you're not taking care of your gums, if they're inflamed, if they're bleeding, you want to see a dentist right away. Good oral hygiene can help you reduce respiratory infections, and it can also help you to strengthen your bones. This is something I didn't know until I was researching this topic. But sturdy teeth, bones, and joints all go together. And a nutritious diet fights cavities, osteoporosis, and arthritis. So, how can we upgrade our oral hygiene? Well, the first thing you want to do is upgrade your brushing skills. Most experts recommend brushing 2 or 3 times a day. Aim for 2 minutes for each session so that you cover all the surfaces. Try starting in a different section of your mouth each time. This, they say, will make it more interesting. You let me know how that goes. You want to make sure that you're using a toothpaste that has fluoride. And I know we see so many products on the market, but ordinary fluoride toothpaste is the most effective for fighting cavities, and it is also gentler than those toothpaste that also claim to whiten your teeth. Another thing that you want to do is to replace your toothbrush. So dentists suggest that you buy a new toothbrush every 3 to 4 months, that you use a soft bristle instead of a hard one. Hard bristles can damage the enamel on your teeth, and that you find a toothbrush that is the right size for your mouth. So toothbrushes come in so many different sizes. You might have to experiment a little bit to find one that fits. Be sure that you are flossing daily. Wax floss is great if you struggle between getting the floss between your teeth. And then you want to follow up with an antimicrobial mouthwash for extra protection. Now, I actually had to get my mouthwash from my dentist. I got it during my last checkup. So check with your dentist to see if there is a store version that you could purchase, or if they're able to write your prescription and give you one. Or sometimes they also have samples so that you can try it out before you actually have to make the purchase. And then, of course, we have to talk about food. So you want to make sure that you are selecting your food carefully. Sugary and acidic foods wear down your teeth faster. So that's another good reason why you should, I don't want to say stop eating. I want to say reduce the amount of empty calories that you are consuming in the form of candy, cookies, and soft drinks. That includes fruit juices and wine. So after you drink a glass of wine, you should brush your teeth. I did not know that. Now, for my smokers out there, yes, this might be a good time to quit smoking. We know that smoking can really inhibit your ability to manage your diabetes effectively. So maybe this is a good time to quit smoking because smoking irritates the tissues in your mouth, and it can also speed up tooth loss and cause certain cancers. So if you are someone who would like to quit, I'm actually doing a podcast on this on later on this week. So be sure that you have subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss the episode. But quitting smoking is not easy. I understand that. But it is something that you want to try to do. Quitting smoking will help you to give your overall health a boost. And that includes managing your diabetes. Make sure that you are seeing your dentist regularly. So every 6 months, you should be seeing your dentist. Gum disease actually runs in my family. My father had it, and my father and my brother had it. And did not treat it as seriously as they should have. They both had heart attacks or heart conditions and passed away from heart attacks. So this is a really serious issue. And I just want to drive that point home, having been someone who has suffered the loss of someone I loved. I want to make sure that your families don't have to go through the same kind of loss. So be sure that you are seeing your dentist at least every 6 months, every 3 months if you have gum disease, that you are brushing and flossing daily, and that you make sure that you are eating foods that promote good health and wellness. What is good for your teeth and gums is suitable for your whole body. And this way, you're not only protecting your smile, but you're protecting your overall health. That's all I have for you today, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I hope that I have provided you with some good information that you can start using today. Remember, you are stronger than you give yourself credit and more blessed than you know. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. DM me on Instagram and let me know what you think. And if you're looking for a gentle way to lose weight, lower your blood sugar, and increase your mobility, then download the Diabetes Walking Kit. The kit includes a 30-day walking calendar, my 14-day clean eating program, and a guide to help you learn how to manage your diabetes naturally. This free kit can be yours by clicking the link in the show notes. Be sure to share the link with someone you love. Getting fit is always easier when you do it with a friend. And now for the legal stuff. The Diabetic Toolbox website, podcasts, ebooks, coaching programs, text graphics, images, and other materials are for informational purposes only. No material on this site is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have read or heard on this website or podcast episode.